It's the review. It's an early Sunday review after Liverpool's 3-0 win over Bournemouth, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through a very convincing win at Anfield on Saturday. Nunes comes in, Neil. Does I'd say a pretty similar impression to what Jota's done in terms of where he occupies on the pitch. Also post some good defensive numbers with three recoveries, four tackles across the game. I mean, we can talk about his performance individually, but I mean, more generally, the more you watch Liverpool under Arne Slot, what do you think the manager is looking for from that nine position?
I think the first thing he's looking for is the work rate. I'm struck by it, really. It's the main thing he wants is for that player to be an active part of what's going on for the full 11. And I think he's getting that from both Jota and from Nunez. I was actually a little like I felt a bit sorry for Nunez on about 20. I think the goal's so important in the end, and the reason why is because I was wondering if it was just Jota, that it could be possible to sort of play there and feel like you're just not particularly involved when the team's got the ball. But I think it is part of what's being asked. You're there to occupy. And I think if there's a bit of a criticism of Jota versus Nottingham Forest, it's that I think that their centre backs both have a pretty easy day. So you're there to occupy, you're there to concern, you're there to move the line, you're there to disrupt, and you're there to graft. But you're also going to be there, hopefully, for the good bits, like sticking it in the back of the net. So I think it's just a little bit more nuanced and a little bit more thankless than the two wider areas. And I think that might be the way we feel about it by the time we get to the end of the season. In the same way that, for instance, I've been talking about the idea that the middle midfielder, although I think that McAllister makes a mockery of this yesterday, but the middle midfielder at times may feel a bit almost like a little bit of a, well, what do they actually do? When you get to the end of some games under Slot, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a little bit of, with whatever happens with the whoever it is who plays leading the line, a little element of what did he actually do much? And then if you actually look back, he'll have covered a lot of ground, won a lot of battles, been in a lot of tussles, made life hard for them. But it might be valid to say we could just do with a bit more from the position. But this is the line that I think Slot wants to walk. You know, it's not quite as, you know, the old Shankly line of eight to carry the piano and three to play it. It's not quite that. And also, it always begs the question as to how many three men piano shows did Shanks go to? But there is a thing I think with it where I think that player will have a bit more of an onus on. The structure is not built for that player to be the best version of himself. The structure is built for other players to get to be the best version of themselves in there, and a big part of that job is the work that the number nine's going to have to get through.